The Hitching Post Inn, Wyoming's second capital, is the story about an iconic hotel in Cheyenne that was home to legislators, lobbyists, and others over the years. The main portion of the facility burned to the ground in 2010. Sue Castaneda is the author, and she says it was more than just a hotel.
As the title says, it's the second capital. Many of the people that I interviewed, especially legislators and lobbyists, said, you know, they might argue about politics during the day, or they might be on different sides of the aisle, but when they were at the Hitching Post that night and they were maybe padding down the hallway, passing each other or having a drink together in the bar or dinner in the carriage court, they would actually talk about the issues then and come to some agreement.
How did it get the stature that it eventually got? Can you kind of give us a little quick history on that?
Harry Smith, again, was a good businessman, and it wasn't what he started out to do. His father actually started it as the Lincoln Court, and Harry was an engineer. He got his engineering degree from here at the University of Wyoming. And I think he was just a strong, solid businessman. And he looked at every angle. How do we get people to come and stay? And so when he married Mildred, you know, she was the face. Harry was the businessman. Mildred was the face. And they did everything they could do to get people to come. They created the restaurant, even though at that time the Hitching Post Cafe was kind of out in the country. They got involved themselves in the community. I mean, they knew that by being involved, people were going to come to them. People came to the Smiths out of loyalty a lot of times, and they are also creating the newest and the best. Mildred looked at design magazines, and she knew that women would want to come there to see how to decorate their own homes. And then, of course, later, when Paul came along and he was the general manager and owner, there was, again, a different kind of loyalty. They loved Paul. And Paul threw lots of parties. And if you could ever get to go to one of Paul Smith's parties, you knew that that was the party to be at. And in fact, knowing Paul, how many of us have said, gosh, what would Paul Smith do? How would he throw this party? So it's much of it was out of loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number of presidents and actually musicians, all kinds of folks. You want to tell us about some of the folks who stayed there?
You know, a lot of the people who came through Cheyenne at that time, I think, came because of Tracy McCracken. Tracy was the publisher of the newspaper. He was also big with the Democratic National Committee. He was the top, or the final vote, actually, that put Kennedy over the top to be the nominee for president. And therefore, throughout the years, a variety of politicians came, from Harry Truman to the Kennedys. Both John and Robert Kennedy came. In fact, in the book, you'll see a picture of Robert Kennedy, who came 2 weeks before he was killed. And you know, Doris Woodcock, who was the banquet waitress, head of the banquet waitresses, talked about how surreal it was and how sad she felt when he was killed. I mean, as the rest of the country did, but the fact she had just met him, she had talked to him.
You talked to a number of people who had worked there for many years, and that's one of the things I think was so interesting about this.
Del Peterson, who had been the general manager, he started when he was 15 years old. He got his degree, but he came back and worked at the Hitching Post and stayed for 22 years. And so, like me, many people who had worked there when it was burning down just stood across the street from it and cried. But when you saw it burn, you could suddenly remember everything about the place that had ever happened to you there, and certainly the employees. So Dell got together a bunch of the former banquet waitresses, and we just sat one night, and I showed them old pictures, and they just recounted their stories, and they could all remember all the things that had happened. And I remember them saying, and this is the title of their chapter about the banquet waitresses, "It's the best job I ever had or would ever want."
How do people pick this book up?
You can go to the State Museum gift shop after December 10th. It'll be at City News, as well as you can go online to hitchingpostbook.com and order it. And you can either order it and have it shipped, or you can order it and pick it up at the State Museum after the 10th of December.
Okay. Sue Castaneda, always nice chatting with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.